Czech scientists have found unique specimens of trilobites that suggest something thought to be impossible. Something was eating them. These small animals were amongst the most successful in history, crawling along the seabed for more than 270 million years. But during the Cambrian era, 500 million years ago, when neither fish nor cephalopods had developed, there should have been nothing capable of sinking its teeth into their hard shells. At a recent conference of international paleontologists in Prague, Dr. Oldřich Fatka of the Institute of Geology and Paleontology presented evidence from more than 30 years of study showing that even 508 million years ago, there seems to have been a predator on the seafloor. I spoke with him by phone earlier today.
Our research focused on specimens which show very specific features. There are, in some rare cases, preserved traces of attacks. So in our presentation, we showed about 8 specimens of 12 which are at disposal, showing attack from right or left side just behind the head. There are missing 3 to 6 thoracic segments, and these are the traces of the attack. The attack was lethal. The trilobite was killed. These specimens showing the attack in Cambrian rocks are very spectacular because the animals, which are usually the supposed eaters and attackers of trilobites, are still absent.
And do we have any idea what such a predator could have looked like?
Yeah, there is no fish, there is no cephalopod in that time, so we have some speculative idea. For instance, so-called anomalocarids. Anomalocarids is a group which is outside of our recent systems of biology or of biologists. They are very typical for the Cambrian sediments, and they are interpreted as planktonic or benthic or benthonic animals, reaching very large dimensions for that time. Anomalocarids reached more than 100 centimeters in length, and they are interpreted by some authors as potential scavengers and even as animals which were able to attack living other organisms. And that's why we suppose that one of such candidates for those who are responsible for these wounds on the trilobites are anomalocarid-like animals, not the typical genus Anomalocaris, but some smaller forms which were benthonic. It means not well swimming, and they were crawling above the water sediment interface and try to find something to eat. So one of potential these animals are anomalocarid-like types of organisms.
And so where does your research go from here? How will you clarify the situation?
We will try to find more rounded trilobites to see, for instance, if there was already in that time a preference to right or left side, because it was about 20 years ago discussed from Burgess Shale that there is a preference on right side. So we will try to find the animals who could be responsible for these attacks also in Czech Republic. We are not sure if we will be successful because these organisms who are supposedly the attackers were not well skeletonized. It means they are usually very rarely preserved, not only here but worldwide. So we have some traces which could be interpreted as anomalocarid-like animal, but we would like to find more, and if we will find more even in layers in which these wounded trilobites do occur. So in such case, we can say, okay, here we have most probably the guys who are responsible for this attack.
Dr. Oldřich Fatka of the Institute of Geology and Paleontology there, and the troubles with trilobites.